Okay, Damon. What is an artist, a musical artist, or an album or a song that you never ever get sick of?
Wow, it's got to be Bill Withers.
Is there a particular song that comes to mind?
Yeah, Lovely Day and Ain't No Sunshine. It's timeless. I mean, when I was drinking and using, the music was a tool to feel more depressed and more miserable. And in sobriety, I don't actually listen to music at all. I used to have it constantly, all the time, but now, very rarely. But Bill Withers is something that always hits me as soulful and meaningful. It's yeah.
Beautiful. These days, when someone asks you, "What can I get you to drink?" what do you respond?
Usually tea. I'm an English guy, you know, tea is a way of life. So there's a two-part question. If I'm in a work environment, I will drink non-alcoholic drinks. I will drink non-alcoholic beer. I can't stand the stuff, but it's a tool for me. If the professional environment, usually you don't want to feel excluded or have any differences between me and the client or me and the person. So I will drink an alcoholic beer. But in a normal situation, yeah, I'm tea or juice.
Yeah, I've been known at a dinner table where everyone's ordering wine to say, "Oh, I would love a mint tea, please." Just like, or lemon, hot water and lemon sounds so nice, thank you. I enjoy it. Yeah, I love that. Do you enjoy reading books? I know we've talked about, program books, but do you read non-program books?
Not at all.
Okay,
No.
so I'll skip the book question.
No,
Here's
I'm not a
a
very good reader at all. It's not something I find interesting.
What is a myth that you've heard about sobriety, or what did you think about sobriety before you got sober that now you know is not true?
That recovery is linear and recovery is always about improvement and growth. And the thing I've learned is people can't see the effort. So people that assume that, you know, I'm having a bad day, I'm finding something difficult, I'm not able to cope with something, I'm feeling anxious. The fact that I haven't picked up a drink or picked up any other substance is a miracle today because they don't understand how much that a drink you know, a line of cocaine would really help me overcome this. And the judgment from addicts and alcoholics and from people not in recovery is, well, you're sober. What's the problem? The problem is I'm sober. And it's not always easy. So even, you know, and I can really respect people that share honest, truthful difficulties to say it's tough, and it is tough. And you know, the pink clouds, the halo, all that wonderful stuff that comes in early sobriety, it goes, it disappears, and then you're stuck with life. That's the challenge that I try and explain to people. You know, a bad day is just a bad day, but you can turn it into a good day by just getting to bed sober, and some days that's all you can do.
Yeah, on the toughest of days, I'm a big, like, I'm type A. I like a good checklist. I love to feel productive. But on the toughest of days, I'm like, keep it simple. There are three things you need to do today. One of them is be sober. So just like figure out what the other two are going to be. And sometimes one of them is like, eat three meals. Like, just make sure you're well fed. And then the next one can be work, or the next one can be rest, but just keep it so simple, because I need to remind myself that I am successful today. Period. Even if I'm not accomplishing all the things, I'm still successful because I didn't drink and I'm like alive,
There
human.
you
Yay.
go.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
What is an investment? So what I mean by this is it is something like a monetary investment that you've made that you would say is absolutely worth it. So it could be something like education. It could be something like coaching. It could be something like, I love my warm, cozy sweaters. What's an investment that you feel like is just absolutely worth it for you? Like you really are proud of the investment.
Headphones.
Headphones.
So I think I've got four or five different types of headphones. I've got the great big noise cancelling ones, which I use for meditation. I've got the rechargeable ones that I use for exercise and running. And I bought a thing called a bone conductor speaker. Have you ever heard of one of these? It's a long, thin, lozenge shape thing that goes under the pillow and it makes virtually no noise unless it's in contact with your skull. And then it uses whatever vibration of the speaker that you hear it through the pillow and go to sleep. So privacy in terms of listening to speakers, listening to podcasts, doing research into when I run a recovery meeting. We have a couple of weeks of different topics. So we might pick a topic on Greek philosophers and their opinion of growth, etc. And to be able to separate myself, close my eyes and listen is perfect. You asked me the question about what books do I read? You could buy me all the books ever. And if it's not on YouTube, I won't read it. I would never. I have to hear it with my eyes shut and do that. So, yeah. If I look back and think how much I've spent on headphones, it's a lot because I don't buy the cheap stuff, but the privacy and the concentration it gives me, priceless. Wouldn't change it.
It's such a unique answer. I laughed because I wasn't expecting it. But when you tie it to meditation or like quality of sleep, I mean, what could be more important, right? It's amazing. All right. Last question. When people ask you, why don't you drink, how do you respond?
I've drunk too much. Simple. I used to drink. I've drunk too much. Drink doesn't agree with me. Yeah, depending. You know, I can be cheeky and sarcastic. I used to panic when that question was asked. What do you say? What do you tell people? And I discovered that I would spend 2 hours rehearsing. Numerous numbers of responses, and the number of times I got asked was so small, and the number of times people actually listened to what I said was even smaller. So I've just come to the understanding that people are up. You might as well ask have you ever seen a UFO or do you believe in spaceships or whatever? And they're not interested, especially after the evening's progressing and people are drinking more. I don't give a shit. So it's something that it's become a second nature of mind your own business. It's, I just don't.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.